Our first guest this morning maintains that everything you need to know about Shakespeare's comedy Much Ado About Nothing is in its title. Claire Voder is the WAPA, that's the WA Academy of Performing Arts. We say WAPA so often I've forgotten what the full title is. The WA Academy of Performing Arts Visiting Guest Director, and is working with the third year acting students. Good morning, Clara.
Good morning.
Oh, let's try that. Good morning, Clara.
Good morning.
Thank you. This must be such a fun play to direct.
That's right. It is a very fun play. It is mixed between crazy comedy, coming from Commedia dell'arte, and like mixing with Shakespeare language and mystery and drama and all those wonderful stories that Shakespeare told us. And yes, it is a lot of fun.
If you could you tell us what it's about, technically, the plot?
So the plot is, first of all, everything is based on the title, Much Ado About Nothing, which actually was not nothing, was nothing, which is mean gossip. So everything is starting from a gossip. Everything is starting from this kind of rumors that are around lovers. So there are two pairs of lovers. The first pair, that they are Claudio and Hero, and they are falling in love. But because of the circumstances and because of all those gossiping and everything what is around them, so they have an unhappy wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, I don't want, you know, like, yeah, just to tell the entire story. Yeah. And this is another pair, like, yeah, the second pair of lovers, Beatrice and Benedict, that they are iconic, like, yeah, for Shakespearean theatre. They have great monologues and great scenes together, and talking a little bit, because I talked previous about Commedia dell'arte, Shakespeare took these two plots, like, yeah, the lovers, from two Italian writers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at that time, like, the artists, I think they were very open, and they borrowed subjects and they adapt, and so it was a wonderful creative world at that time, to be honest.
A long time ago.
Yeah, that's right. And so I think it would be great if we could do that in our times. And so, like, the plots are starting, yeah, from these two Italian comedies. And it is like, yeah, what in Italian comedy, in Commedia dell'arte, we're calling innamorato e innamorata, which it means, you know, like, yeah, the lovers.
Yeah, I got sort of heart out of that.
Yeah. So in the second pair, like Beatrice and Benedict, they are kind of Colombina and Arlecchino.
Right.
Yeah.
Clara, you speak four languages.
Yes, that's right.
How does Shakespeare translate across the globe, across different languages?
I think that's that's a very interesting, like, question, because many people, like, many especially English native speakers, they ask me this question, and of course, like, because I'm not a English is not my mother tongue. You can hear that. It's not my mother tongue, but because of the poetry and because of I think Shakespeare is another language, to be honest. And translated in other languages, for example, in Romania, where I'm from, the translation was made by great writers and poets. And they try to respect the Shakespearean world. So we have very, very good translations. And it's very special that in Romania, I remember, like, yeah, when we are doing Shakespeare, all the directors, they told us, be careful with the language.
Yeah.
So I can say that Shakespeare's spirit is translated to every culture.
I remember seeing the Korean Midsummer Night's Dream a few years ago, and it translates beautifully.
Yeah, that's right.
It is the power of his writing. Why is this a good piece for students? Students in their third year are Well, what do you expect of them to be able to create with Much Ado About Nothing?
So in the third year, they need like to put together all their training. So it is the last shot.
Yeah.
And they have to be ready, like, yeah, just to go out, like, yeah, in what we are
in
calling
the world.
In the world, that's right. And with Shakespeare, I think, like, it's a very good challenge and it's a very good, actually, demonstration for them, like, in front of the audience and agents and, like, everybody, you know, like, who would like to come and watch this show. First of all, like, it's meeting with Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. That is great for any actor all over the world. It is like the complexity of characters, of the story, being part of an ensemble, telling the story together, actually creating like creating a new what I'm thinking with any generation. They need to be able to create a new generation.
Mm.
They need to be able like to grow up together and to have their own voice in this crazy profession.
Such an exciting time for them. And this is such a classic text to work with. They're really hitting their straps. They've learnt the skills and now it is polishing the art to take to the world. You must be emotionally invested in their work as well.
Absolutely. I can't do it otherwise. Like, yeah, I can't do it otherwise because I think, like, it is first of all, like, yeah, theatre and acting and art in general, it is about emotion. If you're not investing, like, yeah, your own soul into it, I think you can have, like, a correct thing, but not
boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you like about teaching, Clara?
So I've been an actress, like, back home in Europe, in Romania, for 30
massive
years.
Career. So it is an element of your career. It is not just...
Yeah, and thank you so much. And what I... coming here in Australia, I realized that coming here 10 years ago, so it was really difficult for me to get into the business as an actor. And... I also, I was like in a little bit like in a turning point of my life. After 30 years, you realize that maybe you just want to do a little bit something different. 30 years, like, yeah, two repertoire yeah, companies, like movies, televisions, all the things, like, I think, yeah, I was tired, to be honest. And I realized that it's beautiful to share things. It's beautiful to come and to share, you know, like, yeah, to the young people, actually, you know, like, yeah, what...
Your wealth of knowledge.
Yeah.
It's experience.
Yeah, that's right. Like, it's a little bit like, yeah, I'm like an unorthodox actor. I don't like to speak about myself.
That's not the usual case, is it? Clara Voda is the Whopper Visiting Guest Director working with the third year acting students on Much Ado About Nothing. So it's a classic Shakespeare text. And Clara has come over from Sydney to work with the students. How long is the rehearsal period?
So we had 7 weeks of rehearsals. Like, yeah, even if it is like, I just want to add that, even if it is like a classical text, the vision of it, I think it's really unusual.
Oh, yes, do tell. Can you share a little of that?
So like being based in Italy, so like, yeah, everything is spiced up with Italian, Spanish, tarantella, flamenco, and all those
delicious
things. Delicious. Yeah, so we are crying, yeah, to you, we're trying like, yeah, to have like an international cuisine. And yes, and I think it is like a different approach on Shakespeare, but I hope that, yeah, the audience will enjoy it and far away from me, like, yeah, the thought that I just want, you know, like, yeah, to give another interpretation of Shakespeare or things like that. Not at all. I love Shakespeare and I love everything what he did, but it's a little bit like, yeah, that kind of actually mixed, that kind of combination that he wanted to do, because yeah, many of his plays, they are based in Italy that he loved, and that he spent like some years of his life there.
Well, it's 2023 and it'll be staged in Mount Lawley in Western Australia with the third year acting students from WAPA. Clara, thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us about your experiences and good, well, chookers for this show. Clara Voda is the Wapping WAPA. I'm having trouble with WAPA, even though I studied there myself. Clara Voda is the WAPA visiting guest director of Much Ado About Nothing. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.